It was a tragedy that struck not only a community, but a whole nation.
We understand a 16-year-old boy had been stabbed. He has since died in hospital and his family have been informed. Another 16-year-old boy is in custody. He's been questioned and the police are treating this incident now as murder.
This is a shocking and upsetting incident, the impact of which we felt throughout Cults Academy, throughout the local community, and no doubt further afield.
His name was Bailey Gwynn. It's happened at Colts Academy, but it could have been anyone or anywhere.
He was a really, really nice guy. He was quite quiet, had a dry sense of humour, but overall, he was just a really good guy. I liked him.
The particular manner of Bailey's death was truly appalling, and I think that's the most shocking thing for youngsters to cope with.
I'm Hope Webb, and 1 year on from this horrific killing, I'm taking a look at what's being done to stop this type of devastating crime from happening again inside one of Scotland's schools. Bailey's death was the result of an argument that broke out in a school corridor. The 16-year-old that killed him pulled out a knife and struck Bailey once in the heart. That boy, who can't be named for legal reasons, had purchased the blade on Amazon and carried it with him in his blazer on various occasions, dating back to as early as a year before the attack.
It was a horrible, traumatic incident. And I think the immediate aftermath was the most difficult time, there's no doubt about it.
That's the head teacher, Anna Muirhead.
The death of a pupil is always very difficult in a school, but the particular manner of Bailey's death was truly appalling. And I think that's the most shocking thing for youngsters to cope with.
So now that we're 1 year on, I asked her if she's confident that her school is safe and free of weapons.
I think in this day and age, no one can say 100% all the time nothing's going to happen. We know that's true. But the school environment here is a happy one. We have a very rich life going on here, and I think that's not to be forgotten.
Has there been any extra safety measures taken in response to what's happened?
No, not safety measures, because I think we are all very mindful to be alert.
How do you bring this forward and make sure that no weapons are brought into not just your school, but I mean, I guess all schools across Scotland?
Yes. Well, that is an issue, I think, for all schools and indeed wider society. I think the approach that we take will be maybe to, as a wider society, face up to the issue of weapons. Are we maybe unaware how common to carry a weapon is becoming or has been for a while? Is that something as a nation, something as a society, something as a school we need to address?
One pupil at Colts Academy is adamant that change is essential. He was standing next to Bailey when he was stabbed and says he lives with the trauma of witnessing that every single day. We had to disguise his identity for legal reasons.
I still think about it every day. I'm still quite sad to think about a year on, definitely. I mean, obviously, it's very hard to cope with, especially when you're going through school and everything else, and just all of a sudden, it's just, I think, quite overwhelming for a 17-year-old boy. It's just the sadness. Like, I think it's just the sadness of everything that happened. How it just happened so fast, I don't think I can forget that. That's something that you can never forget. I was quite shocked at how I didn't notice any difference in the atmosphere from before. And even now, like, it's almost as if it's been completely forgotten.
He believes there's nothing stopping another pupil from carrying a weapon in the school again.
It's a very big school, and I don't think they can really tell what everyone's got in their pockets, etc. And it just shows you, it's very easy, I'd say, it's very easy. Even now, if I was to put something in my pocket or my bag, no one would ever know about it. Unless someone went and told a teacher I've got something in my bag. In that case, I probably still wouldn't get checked.
The latest research shows that around 700 pupils have been excluded from primary and secondary schools across the country after carrying out armed assaults over the last 5 years. So how do we tackle it? Well, there are the extremes, like metal detectors.
My name's Marcus Ingram. I work for Rigton, metal detection specialist, and I'm the sales manager.
He makes and distributes metal detectors and body scanners to schools throughout the UK.
We've seen requests peak when there have been incidents, certainly in this country or even on the continent, but generally they have not actually gone through with the implementation of an archway. They'd normally go for a smaller device or other security methods, maybe even staff on hand.
He couldn't tell me how many schools he supplies for privacy reasons, but he did say body scanners, which you've most likely seen in the airports when a member of staff manually searches you, are the most popular product they sell, and he says they will almost always find any weapon.
If you're waving it over the area where that device is or that item is, then yes, you will pick it up. We can always secrete things in places and that makes it harder, but even if it was, let's say, internally secreted, yeah, you can find it that way as well.
But not everyone agrees with that approach.
Hi, I'm John Carmichan. I'm a retired detective chief superintendent and I was founder of the Violence Reduction Unit. The only people who are interested in body scanners and metal detectors are the people who make and sell body scanners and metal detectors. They've no place in our schools. That's not where we are with our schools.
Instead, he would like campus cops to be introduced to every secondary school in Scotland.
Campus police officers work at the school full-time in uniform and they're responsible for that particular high school and all the feeder schools, including the nursery schools. They'll be that constant, consistent, well-known face in the playground that children and young people can speak to and talk to, that they can get to know, they can establish relationships. And that's hugely important for young people.
Right now, there are currently 94 campus cops based in secondary schools across the country. The majority of those introduced them as an initial trial, but have decided to keep them on after seeing a positive impact.
Some of the greatest successes in policing have come around as a consequence of what are often referred to as campus cops.
That's Callum Steele. He's the General Secretary of the Scottish Police Federation.
The evidence from campus cops and their effectiveness has been in existence for a long length of time. The Violence Reduction Unit and those that are associated with the Violence Reduction Unit know and have seen firsthand the very real benefits, tangible benefits, lifestyle-changing benefits that campus cops can bring to the lives of some of our most vulnerable people in our schools.
PC David Orr is a campus cop and looks after St Macker Academy in Aberdeen.
It's a mix of being a police officer and investigating anything that happens within the school, education, advisor, I suppose, as well, to the staff, and being that link for Police Scotland within the school.
He says since starting his work at the school, no serious assaults have taken place and no weapons have been found within the building or on any of the kids. And if there were, he knows exactly what to do.
It would be a case of, you know, identifying an individual. If we had information that someone was in possession of any kind of weapon, then we would take action to make sure that everybody else was safe. And we would link in with teachers, we would link in with parents, carers, guardians, to make sure that individual was safe themselves and we're keeping everybody else in the environment safe as well.
Campus cops is just one suggestion to tackling the issue. In a report into the 16-year-old's death published only a few weeks ago, there was a recommendation for the stop and search powers that Scotland's teachers currently have to be reviewed. Right now, if they believe a pupil may be carrying a weapon, they can request that child is searched. But if they don't agree, the search cannot take place. So I asked Education Secretary John Swinney what changes the Scottish Government plans to make.
Our priority is to create a safe and inclusive environment within our schools. That is how good learning will happen within Scottish education. And we intend to work very closely with a variety of stakeholders to consider these recommendations and we'll report to Parliament about the approach the Government will take.
Above all else, it's clear that Bailey's legacy will live on. Even at the school where such horror was witnessed, they've created a peaceful memorial.
We planted a tree and a little plaque with a picture of his beloved pug, which was his favourite dog, on it.
Head teacher Anna Muirhead again.
That will be a permanent memorial to Bailey because this incident is now built into the fabric of Cults Academy. It's now part of our history, if you like. It's now part of our being. And even when Bailey's year group moves on, we'll still have a remembrance of Bailey here. And he, as I say, he will always be part of the school's history now.
His death affected people up and down the country, but it's also now sparked a national conversation.